USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL charged and acquitted of murdering an ISIS prisoner in 2017, speaks this Sunday on 60 Minutes on why he was wrong to pose for photos with the wounded prisoner.
It's wrong. I'll say it's wrong now. I've definitely learned my lesson. It's distasteful.
He also told the interviewer he had no sympathy for the enemy. The case jumped to the forefront when President Donald Trump intervened on his behalf. The presidents of Turkey and Russia spoke by phone to try to defuse the tensions that rose significantly in Syria after at least 33 Turkish troops were killed in an airstrike blamed on the Syrian government and a new wave of refugees and migrants headed for the Greek land and sea border after Turkey said it would no longer hold them back. The attack marked the deadliest day for the Turkish military since Ankara first entered the Syrian conflict in 2016. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's been a recount of the Democratic Iowa caucuses. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Iowa Democratic Party says there is no change in the results from the recounted precincts in the Iowa caucuses weeks ago. Beginning last Tuesday, the party said it started recounting 23 precincts, resulting in no change to the number of national delegates that each candidate will receive. The recount was requested on behalf of both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. The final results for the Democratic frontrunners giving Buttigieg 14 delegates, Sanders getting 12, Elizabeth Warren gets 8. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the nation's largest labor unions is unveiling plans to invest $150 million in a nationwide campaign to help defeat President Donald Trump, a sweeping effort focused on 8 battleground states and voters of color who typically don't vote. The investment marks the largest voter engagement and turnout operation in the history of the Service Employees International Union, which claims nearly 2 million members. The union's campaign will span 60 states and target 6 million voters focused largely in Colorado, Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Few groups of voters will be more important in the 2020 general election. President Trump won the presidency 4 years ago largely because of his popularity with working-class whites and a drop-off in turnout from minority voters. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.